USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many who watched last night's first presidential debate of the election season say it was unlike any debate in modern American history. President Trump and Joe Biden traded insults and accusations, often talking over each other as they did. Here the subject was supposed to be health care and the president's plans to completely kill Obamacare.
He won't ever look you in the eye and say that's what he wants to do. Take it away.
No, I want to give him better health care at a much lower price because Obamacare, he doesn't know how to do that. He has never offered a plan to an extent.
Just hours before that first debate, Joe Biden was out with his 2019 tax returns, showing that he and his wife Jill had taxable income of $945,000, and their federal tax bill was almost $300,000. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Trump administration is reportedly planning raids in so-called sanctuary cities ahead of the election. The Washington Post reports immigration enforcement blitzes will be taking place next month in cities and jurisdictions that have adopted sanctuary policies. And the report says they could begin in California as soon as this week. Two fast-growing Northern California wildfires now burning out of control just 4 days after they started. More than 2,000 firefighters trying to get lines around the glass fire that's burned more than 46,000 acres in Napa and Sonoma counties. Further north, the Zog fire has scorched over 50,000 acres, killing three people. The Santa Rosa man says he's being evacuated again.
It's piling up what you need for your go bag and getting your cars gassed up. It's just, you don't even think about it anymore. It's just this mindless, numb routine.
He was speaking to CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Marine Corps F-35 fighter jet crashing in Imperial County, California yesterday afternoon after clipping the wing of a Marine KC-130 refueling tanker during a mid-air refueling. That's according to a Marine Corps statement that says the pilot of the fighter jet was able to eject safely. The KC-130 was then also able to carry out a safe emergency landing. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. She was buried privately next to her husband, Martin, who passed away in 2010. Ginsburg made history last Friday as the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol after she lied in repose at the Supreme Court building last Wednesday and Thursday. And the 46th season of Saturday Night Live is premiering this week and will be performed in front of a live audience for this Saturday's show. The cast and crew, along with that audience, will be back in Studio 8H. Although tickets to the show come with a long list of coronavirus safety measures, audience members will be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test upon their arrival, and temperature checks will also be required. Masks must be worn at all times. Alec Baldwin recently telling Conan O'Brien he expects he'll play Donald Trump at the start of the season, but adds,
"And then maybe the winds of change will come."
We're online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.